I'm tired, I'm worn, my heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes, I've let my hope fail, my soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
Rise. Hope Show listeners. I'm so happy that all of you have decided to join me here on the Hope Show today. Thank you for tuning in. Today is going to be a wonderful day. In fact, any day that God decides to wake us up is a great day. How many of you out there have a past? Something that you choose not to talk about? I believe most of us do. So today's message is going to be called Imperfections. But before we get started, let's go ahead and bow our heads in an opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing all of us together today to praise and worship you. Thank you for all the many blessings that you have bestowed on us and our families this past week. Thank you, Father, for creating us in your image and for loving each and every one of us unconditionally. Not even one of us are perfect. We are human, flawed, sinful by nature, and yet you still love us unconditionally. We are broken vessels with many imperfections, but praise God, even in our perfections, you can use these broken vessels and create magnificent masterpieces out of each one of us. Each of us are unique and beautifully made, made perfect in Christ. Father, you are the potter, and we are the clay. Father, please open our eyes and our heart to see in ourselves what you see in each of us, and to see and to feel the perfect beauty in your abundant grace. Help us to embrace our imperfections and to follow the example of your Son, Jesus, who embraced with open arms the imperfect, the unloved, the unlovable, the lame, and the lost in perfect love. Dear Heavenly Father, please anoint this vessel today. May the words that come out of my mouth be the words that you would want me to speak, and not of my own understanding. And in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you, everyone, for joining me in this opening prayer. In Philippians 3:12, the Bible tells us, Not that I have already reached the goal, or am already perfect, but I make every effort to take hold of it, because I also have been taken hold of by Christ Jesus. Let's define imperfection. In the Webster's Dictionary, it is defined as fault, blemish, or undesirable feature. The state of being faulty or incomplete. A sentence example is this. He accepted me without question in all my imperfections. And you know, that's what God does. He accepts us even in all of our imperfections. And he gives us unconditional love even though we don't deserve it. And as I think on this definition, and the words that pop out at me the most is blemished and undesirable features. Haven't we all felt this way at some chapter in our lives? I know I have. And if I am to be completely honest, I still feel that way sometimes. I'm not perfect. I have a past. I have a past before I accepted the Lord as my Savior. I don't like much talking about it either. But you know, no matter what our past looked like, no matter what is going on in our current life, or even in our future, we will not ever be perfect as humans. We will always be a work in progress, but Jesus' example of perfection is what we must strive for. We are continually being transformed and renewed. It's easier to not share our story, our past, with others. Sometimes we carry the burden of shame for the things that we once did. Sometimes we feel like hypocrites. But God says in Colossians 3, 9, and 10, Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its Creator. Friends, we need to be telling our story to others. And I'm not saying it will be easy. No, it won't be at all. But once you tell your story, each time thereafter, it gets easier. Our messes, our mistakes, can be a message to someone who needs to hear our story. God can use our brokenness to help and to heal others who are broken. I myself am guilty of holding back too at times, and God is dealing with me on this matter. I'm a work in progress, just the rest of you are. I have shared my story to a few select few, but I haven't shared my story nearly enough. But I also know that God doesn't want any of us to hold back our past life experiences. Our imperfections make us usable to God. It's oftentimes easier to give advice to others than it is to live by those same words that we give out. I myself, as I am sure many of you out there have also, I found myself thinking many times after a phone call with a friend, did those words of wisdom really come from me? Did I really just say that? Wow, maybe I should follow my own advice too. But the truth of the matter is, that God gave you the right words. He gave me the right words to say at precisely the right time. And yes, we should be following that same advice. I admit, it can feel a little hypocritical at times, needing the same advice that you're giving out. But I believe that God doesn't see it in the same way that we do. God knows that even when we believe in His Word, there are going to be times that we don't hold on to it as tightly as we should. For example, the times that we worry and that we doubt more than we are praying. There are many verses in the Bible that talk about imperfections, transformation, renewal, etc. And these verses give me hope, as they should give you hope as well. And while sometimes I have godly advice and wise words to share, I know it does not come from me, but God working through me to help someone else. I can't take any credit for any of that. It's all praise and glory be to God. But you know, we are all working through imperfections together. None of us have arrived yet. God is working on each and every one of us. Friends, I believe that the key here is to remain humble in all that you do. There will be times that our actions may not measure up Christ-like advice that we give out, but we still need to keep moving and pushing forward to meet that goal. God's Word is still life's perfect blueprint, even when we fall short. In the verse Philippians 3:12 that I said earlier, "None that I have reached the goal or am already perfect, but I make every effort to take hold of it because I also have been taken hold of by Christ Jesus." Paul is talking about making every effort to take hold of the goal of knowing God because Christ had taken hold of him. He's talking about that in-between state, that dash, where we as believers reside. Jesus has captured our hearts, and we should want to share him with others. But even in our sharing, we also still are seeking to know God better ourselves. Friends, we must keep sharing Christ. Keep using His Word to advise and to console others. We will miss our mark at times, and that's okay. The important fact here is that we need to keep trying and keep moving forward and stay humble. When we stand on God's Word, despite not exactly living up to it, we walk by faith. We are telling the world that Jesus has changed our lives and is still working in us and through us, using our perfections to draw others to Himself. In Corinthians 12:9, the Bible tells us, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfect in your weakness. Therefore I most gladly boast all the more about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may reside in me.'" If you have feel like you have missed your mark, that you have missed out on something in your life, friends, I'm here to tell you right now, no matter how old or young you are, it is never, never too late to walk in the calling that God has given you. You have most certainly not missed your chance. Friends, it is all too easy to get caught up into Satan's lies and to start comparing ourselves to other people. But you know what this is? It's the thief of joy. Satan tries very hard to keep us oppressed by telling us lies that cause us to feel inadequate and unworthy. But come on, friends. You know what I'm talking about, right? Most of you out there have probably at one point or another felt that same way. But the devil is a liar and he's a thief, and he will rob you of all joy if you allow him to do so. He tries to rip us apart, make us over-examine our imperfections, and to tell us that we are not good enough. And the society that we live in, it feeds on that. Remember, we live in this world, but we are not of this world. We are merely passing through until our time is up on this earth, and then we will all be taken up to heaven, and where we will spend eternity with our Heavenly Father. But while we wait upon His arrival, we are living on this earth, and this society encourages us to be different and unique, to embrace our perfections, and yet also shows us these perfect images of what we should be in the sight of the world. So, how can we measure up to all that? How can we see ourselves as beautiful with all the different comparisons that are out there? The answer to that is to stop focusing on this world and what society deems as your picture perfect, quote unquote, and start focusing on God and what He sees in us. We are worthy. We are loved. We are God's masterpiece. And friends, I know it's easier said than done. I know. We live in this world, which is Satan's playground, and he works overtime trying to convince us that we are not worthy, that because of this or that, we are not lovable, and Satan fights hard to bend our minds to think that we are merely rubbish. We are trash for our past. But God doesn't make trash. Let me say that again. God doesn't make trash. And moreover, he brings beauty to ashes, friends. Beauty to ashes. You and I, we are God's masterpiece. And nothing, not even Satan, can take us away from God. Seeing yourself as God's beautiful creation can be one of the most challenging things that we will possibly ever do, especially in this fallen world that we live in. But the good news is that God does not leave us alone to fight these battles by ourselves. God has given us His Word to meditate on. He tells us that we must always be in prayer and fellowship with Him. We must also get to know the real us, the us in Christ. Through the Bible, God reminds us repeatedly that we are created in His beautiful image. Our very foundation must depend on and start with the Bible. And if we do this, we can replace the lies of Satan and the lies that society feeds us with the truth of the Bible. And then we are one step closer to finding our real value in God. God gave us many verses in the Bible, such as Proverbs 31:10. And it says that we are more precious than rubies, more precious than jewels. In Ecclesiastes 3:11, the verse details that God has made everything beautiful in its time. And in Psalms 139:14, it says that we are beautifully and wonderfully made. And it also reminds us that God sees us differently than how we see ourselves. That no matter what we see, we are unconditionally and eternally loved by our Heavenly Father. God reveals all kinds of things to us in times of prayer and listening. He opens our eyes when we give Him our time and we reflect on Him. God has the answers to all of our questions if we only will take the time to listen. If we only take the time to pray. But oftentimes, we find it challenging in this busy world, in this busy life, to be quiet. Just be quiet. Sit, wait, and listen. Because we are too busy waiting on the answer instead of listening quietly to His voice. Friends, you would think that knowing ourselves would be a pretty easy thing to do, but that's not always the case. Sometimes it's hard to recognize what God has blessed us with. Sometimes it's easier to look around at our family and see how God has gave someone a talent for music, or God has gave someone else a talent for art. God gave someone else talent in being a speaker, and so on down the line. But be asking yourself at the same time, what talent has God given me? It's important to ask God, if you don't already know, to reveal to you what strengths He has given you. He has created each and every one of us. No matter what your past, no matter how colorful it's been, no matter how many mistakes you made, God created each of us for a special purpose, and God is not done with you yet. Every single one of us. You just need to find out what that is for you. But I can assure you, no characteristic is wasted by God. Through His blessings, He encourages us with a purpose, and He gives our lives value and meaning. Friends, I want to challenge each and every one of you this next week. Every time you look in the mirror, I want you to try to look through that mirror, through God's mirror, at yourself. It shows us that our brokenness is made beautiful. Beautiful, friends. Our sins are forgiven, and by His grace, we are redeemed. We are of great value. We are of great worth. In Genesis 1:31, the Bible says, God saw all that He had made, and it was very good. And while you think on that for a moment, I'm going to go ahead and go to a short break, but please stay tuned in to listen to the second half of today's message.
I'm not. promise in my father's eyes.
Without borders, let me walk upon the water.
Welcome back, Hope Show listeners. Thank you for staying tuned in for the second half of the message. If you're just tuning in today, the message is called Imperfections. We all have a past. Not one of us is perfect. We are wonderfully and beautifully made in all of our perfections because God created us. He knows the number of our days and the number of hairs on our head. He knows everything about us. He knows we will sin. He knows our thoughts. And yet he sacrificed his only son so that we might have salvation from our sins and spend eternity with him in heaven. Our Heavenly Father loves each and every one of us unconditionally. God knows everything. Everything that has took place in our lives. Everything that is currently going on in our life, and even the things that are yet to come, including our motives and our innermost, deepest thoughts. In Hebrews 4:13, the Bible tells us that nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. We can't hide things from God. We can't deceive him into thinking that we are better than we are. In 1 John 1:8, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. The fact that God knows everything about us and still loves us is great news and should give each and every one of us hope. We have all done things that we are ashamed of, embarrassed of, guilty of. Many of us feel as if our church family or our friends or even our own family members, if only they knew something dark that we had done in our past lives, that we would be rejected, that these people would think less of us. But God doesn't see us in the way that we see ourselves. In spite of our sin, God loves us. While life will always bring difficulties and temptations, we can learn and we can grow closer toward perfection through Christ Jesus' example. Although we can never fully attain perfection in this world, our lives can still reveal a growing pattern of godly living. And therefore, we should never give up striving for that perfection. When we mess up, when we sin, repent and be forgiven by God. He is our tutor, our great, almighty, powerful, awesome, and wise. And only he can lead us into all righteousness. In Job 36:4, it states that he is with us. Be assured that my words are not false. The one with perfect knowledge is with you. Friends, there is a reason that we should not hide all of our imperfections. And most importantly, our mess is a message to someone else. our mess can help others to overcome what they have or are going through. God created us to help one another through the storms in our lives. Our mess may be similar to someone else's. They may be going through something similar to what we have gone through and what we have made it through to the other side. And by sharing our testimony with others, God is using each and every one of us to help heal someone else and to bring them to God. Too often, our failures are tucked away for fear that we may be found out as less than perfect. Who of us out there in the listening audience can admit that we have done this and that perhaps we are still living in our own shadows? Friends, I can relate to this. You know, sometimes I let you into a little window, a little peek into my own world. And I do this to share with all of you that I am no more, no less perfect than anybody else out there. You know, I am no different than any of you out there listening in the audience. I go through the same things that you go through. And in some cases, and in this case in particular, I can shed a little light on some imperfections, and my message could be beneficial to some of you out there. As in other circumstances, other situations, your mess can be a message to someone else. I can relate to this. I struggle with these things too. I have a story. I have a testimony. And I am also guilty of not sharing it nearly as often as I should be. I share it to a few select, but I should be out there doing so much more with my testimony. It's still quite painful to me, even after, for parts of it, 20 some odd years, and for the other parts of it, dating back into my childhood. It's still painful to me to share. And I'm not proud of my past, as so many of you probably are not either. I know that I should be sharing with others more than I do, but sometimes something still holds me back. And perhaps it's the same fear that's holding you back that I've been talking about. What will other people think of me? What will other people think of you if only they knew? And as I said earlier, God is working with me on this. He's working with you. I'm a work in progress. You're a work in progress. And we always will be. Someday, perhaps, I will get over my own anxieties and fears. And in God's perfect timing, He will give me the time that He wants me to share more, to share publicly. And He'll lay it upon my heart to tell my testimony. But right now, I'm not quite ready to share it with the entire public. But I do share it with a few select people. Yet it is important for all of us to know that we are not alone in our failings. And today's message is not only for you guys, but it's for me too. God laid this upon my heart this morning to share with all of you. And as I said earlier about, you know, giving advice to other people and yet knowing full well that you needed that advice too, that God gave you something precious to share. You know, Christians often may feel hypocritical when we let others see where we fall short. After all, we represent Jesus, and He was perfect. Yet it is important for all of us to know that we are not alone in these failings. The past is the past. We are not those people anymore. We are in a new chapter of our lives. No matter what our past looked like, we are not those people anymore. And we should not drag that around our neck like a boat anchor for the rest of our lives. There was a long time, friends, that I did just that. But God brought me through that, and He brought me up and out of that. And He has done quite a mighty work in me since those days. And even though, you know, my past still pains me, I don't carry that around like an anchor anymore. And I only look back to see how far God has brought me. I don't go there to camp out. The only reason that we have to look in the rearview mirror of our past is to see how far God brought us from those yesteryears. As I said, friends, do not camp out there. Only visit to remember for a short while and to praise God for what He has brought you out of and through, and for all the blessings that He has given you today. To see the work of God in your life. And it's also important that we don't equate imperfection with faithlessness. Because after all, if perfection apart from faith in Christ were possible, then we would have no reason for Him to be our Lord and Savior. And yet, friends, we have a very good reason today for Him to be our Lord and Savior. And let's look at a few people in the Bible and see some of their failings. And these are just a few, friends. Sarah laughed at God. Abraham tried to take things under his own control. Moses repeatedly questioned God and begged of His assignment. And King David committed adultery and had a man killed to cover it up. But you know what? Friends, the best news is that we don't have to be perfect to be considered faithful. Our approval does not come from our doings. God approves us when we believe in Jesus Christ, which is an act of faith made possible through God's grace. He approves us, imperfections and failures and all, if we believe in His Son as our Savior. If we love the Lord as we say we do, we will try to do better and better. We will try to make better choices and to learn from our mistakes. And with the help from the Holy Spirit, we can grow to reflect Christ in our earthly lives. But it's not until we reach heaven that we will really exist in perfection. Until then, friends, let us all embrace the grace that God has given us. Every one of us. His grace and mercies are new every single day. Let's share about our shortcomings. Let's allow others to see who we really are. And who we really are is a mess in progress. A masterpiece of perfection in the making. Maybe then others too will come to know the Savior who longs to also do a makeover in their lives. Friends, in 2 Corinthians 3:18, the Bible tells us that we all, with unveiled faces, are looking as in a mirror at the glory of the Lord and are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. This is from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Dear Heavenly Father, please help each of us to see your vessel as a vessel for impacting the world around us, for being a light and a beacon to bring the lost to you, Lord. We will never be perfect enough to represent you on our own, but we can strive for perfection through Christ Jesus, our example. We are not worthy of your grace and mercy, Father, and yet you give it so freely to each and every one of us every morning. We don't deserve your love and your goodness and your blessings, but Lord, Father, you give us all this every day because we are your children, and you knew from the very beginning what we were going to be and how we would be and the things that would happen into our lives and the struggles that we would face. Father, you knew it all. You loved us so much and so unconditionally that you sacrificed your only son to die on that cross and to shed every ounce of his blood as a debt. It paid all of our sins so that we could all be reunited back with you, and that we could spend eternity with you in heaven. I don't know any other father out there on this earth that would do for you what our Heavenly Father does for each of us every day. Help us, Father, to trust in you with our weaknesses, knowing that you can use them for your greater plan. And in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Friends, thank you for all for joining me here on the Hope Show today. I hope you've received God's message. And I hope that you will see your message is not a disgrace. It's not something to be embarrassed about or to keep hidden. Friends, it's quite the opposite. It makes you brave, courageous, it helps all your brothers and sisters more than you can ever know. And you know what, friends? Sometimes you will never know the importance of something that you have said or something that you have did that will draw somebody to the Lord. And it should be every single one of our goals to get out there and bring the lost to God, to reveal to the lost who we really are, the things that have happened in our past, to make a difference, to show believers and non-believers alike that we do not pretend to be perfect, because we are not. And we will never be perfect in our own strength and power. But God makes us perfect in our weaknesses. And that we have a job, we have a purpose for God, each and every one of us. Not one person out there is a waste of time, a waste of breath, a waste to God. God created you. God created you with a purpose. And no matter what your past looks like. God loves you, and He can use you to help some other individual out there that has or is going through something similar right now. Your words, your mess, your testimony makes a difference. So please ask God to help you and ask Him to divulge to you the perfect timing. And friends, when He does, don't hold back. Don't turn away when He gives you the command to go, to speak. Because our words are powerful. Our message is powerful. Friends, God loves you, and I love you. And as God cares for you, you are His children. But I am your sister in Christ, and I too care very deeply for each and every one of you and for your souls and for the things that you go through. Thank you for joining me on the Hope Show today. God bless each and every one of you and your families. Until we meet again next Saturday, same time, same place, friends, you are worthy. You are valuable. You are beautiful. You are made perfect in Christ. God loves you unconditionally. So don't shrink back from helping others because it's too painful for you to deal with or too painful for you to talk about. I know it will be hard to share, but God will give you the strength when the time is right. And so, jump out there in that leap of faith and do that kingdom work and do what God tells you to do. Take that leap of faith and share your stories with one another. Because you know what? It's not only helping someone else, it's also beneficial to you because you don't have to carry that around anymore. And it's just as healing to you as it is to the person listening. And God wants you to be happy, healthy, and whole. And He wants you to love your neighbor, to help one another, to reach the lost. And I have every faith in you, just as God does. And so I will leave you with that today, folks. Have a blessed week.
Everybody falls sometimes. Gotta find the strength to rise from the ashes and make a new beginning. Anyone can feel the ache. You think it's more than you can take, but you're stronger, stronger than you know. Don't you give up now. The sun will soon be shining. You gotta face the clouds to find the silver lining. become brand new. That's what faith can do. It doesn't matter what you've heard. Impossible is not a word. It's just a reason for someone not to try. Everybody's scared to death when they decide to take that step out on the water, but it'll be alright. Life's so much more than what your eyes are seeing. You will find your way if you keep.
On your mind, nothing's really going right. Looking for a